Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Vinny Serrato's Draft Profiles. News, notes, and analysis on the 2025 NFL Draft Class. Vinny and Haney. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
JMU blitzing. Hampton gets through to the second level and into the third level. Stays on his feet in the end zone for a touchdown. A 15-yard score for North Carolina and Omarion Hampton.
Audio courtesy of ESPN. We're staying in the backfield here, right?
Yeah, Omarion Hampton, University of North Carolina, a junior. 6 foot, 221, ran 4.46, a 1.54.10, which is good. Jersey 28, 30 and a half inch arms, 9 3/8 hand. 38 vertical jump, excellent. 10 foot 10 standing broad jump, which is outstanding. 4.4 short shuttle, which is very good, because it's basically around the same as his 40 time. And then 18 reps, 2 1/4. Not many guys bench anymore at the combine. And that used to be my favorite thing at the combine, because you'd want to go in there and watch those guys, because, you know, you watch them bench and everything. And like O linemen, they get a lot of, but you want to see how they competed. You know, would they fight for those last couple reps and stuff? And people just look at the numbers. No, you want to, is he a competitive guy? Will he fight while he's in there and everything? You know, I mean, that's what I used to like to do too. So back to Hampton. The thing with Hampton is he was at North Carolina, and I've known Mac Brown since 1979. So we've been friends forever. He turned down a lot of portal money, NIL money, to stay at North Carolina. So I give the kid a lot of credit for that. In 2022, played in 13 games with 4 starts. Had 88 carries for 401 yards, 4.6 average, 6 touchdowns, 6 receptions for 40 yards. 23, second team All-American. 253 carries, 1,504 yards, 5.9 average, 15 touchdowns, 12 starts. 2024, second team All-American. Guess whose first team All-American was? Genty, you know. 281 carries for 1,660 yards, 5.9. Talk about consistency. You know, 253, 281, average 5.9 both years. You know, almost 1,500 yards 1 year, almost 17 the next. That's pretty damn good. And he had 15 rushing touchdowns both years. So, I mean, both his years were pretty much that's what you're going to get from this kid. You know, 1,600 yards, 15 rushing touchdowns, and he had 38 receptions for 373 with 2 touchdowns. And he started 12 games. He had 16 games, over 100 yards in his career. Not too bad.
I'll take it.
His strengths. He's got size. He's got speed. He's got athletic ability. He's strong. He keeps his feet moving. Strong lower to break tackles, quick burst, good vision, good on the goal line and short yardage, Quick decision maker. Shows long speed. Thick, muscular build. Very good balance. Good hands. Quick feet and change of direction. Strong, stiff arm. He shows long speed. Good patience and stutter in a hole. Then a quick burst. Runs through tackles. Understands pad level. So he drops his pads, get lower. He can play like a finesse back or a physical tough runner. Quick feet. Good vision in space. He'll move the pile. Violent finisher. Physical pass protector. Doesn't go down on first contact. 3 years of production. And I think that's what you like. And the other thing that you like on there, nothing to do with missed time. You know, as a running back, he has shown up down after down. Weakness, he'll need to develop his route tree. And he'll get too upright at times in a line of scrimmage, you know, because he'll stand up and you're looking. You want to get your pad level down because then you're an easier, bigger target to hit. I said in summary, this is a big physical back that can run through tackles. He has good speed, not great. He has good base balance and power to win. Good short yardage runner. Not a lot of make you miss. First team that wants to run the ball downhill, like Pittsburgh, San Fran, he's going to be a good pro, very durable. I like this kid a lot because he can do everything for you. Going to be probably a first rounder. He fits that type of up. You know, the Ravens don't really need a running back. I mean, they got Derrick Henry. They got Justice Hill. Yeah. They got Keaton Mitchell. Sure. They got Ali. And this kid would be way earlier than they would take. But this is going to be a good pro because he can do a lot of things. Tough, physical, got burst. Bigger kid, 221 pounds, that has good speed and can break tackles. You know, and nowadays everybody has, you know, there's not a lot of guys that are the guy. You know, you have a couple guys.
Yeah.
You know, and that's paying much bigger dividends for both teams. I mean, you look at Detroit. You look at the Ravens. I mean, well, you had a 1,900-yard rusher, and then, you know, Justice Hill, he's got his role.
There had been talk in recent years about the running back position being devalued. You know, you've probably heard that talk, too.
Oh, no doubt.
You talk about two first-rate running backs today. Is that changing, that perception, you think?
I think Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry have kind of – you look at where the money's going, Saquon got $20 million a year.
Yeah.
That wouldn't – didn't happen last year. I mean, Derrick Henry got what, $7 million from the Ravens? So, yeah, it's because – you look at what do people want to do when you get to the playoffs? Well, we got to run the football.
Yeah,
you know, we got to run the ball and stop the run. So, I mean, the run game is extremely, extremely important. And you look at what the Ravens, you know, they won 15 games, you know, with Gus Bus and Dobbins, you know, and now they got a 1,900-yard rusher and they got the best offense in the league. And Lamar has, you know, all kinds of throwing. Because the run game helps everything else. And look what it did. It made Falele, you know, alternate to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, look what it did for Ronnie, you know, and Rosengarten and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, having a quarterback that can run and then having a running back that can break tackles and do those things just opens up your offense.
Absolutely.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plans today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.